Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 through chapter 7, verse 1. The Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
We continue with our reading for today as we continue our study through and preaching through the book of Revelation. Today, our reading will cover chapter 6, verse 12, through chapter 7, verse 1. When the Lamb opened the sixth seal, I looked, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth. The full moon became like blood, and the stars of the sky fell to the earth, as the fig tree sheds its winter's fruit when shaken by a gale. The sky vanished like a scroll that is being rolled up, and every mountain and island was removed from its place. Then the kings of the earth, and the great ones, and the generals, and the rich, and the powerful, and everyone, slave and free, hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains, calling to the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who is seated on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come, and who can stand?" After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, that no wind might blow on earth or sea or against any tree. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come. Amen. Blessed Advent. In Advent, and maybe even especially true in this first week of Advent, we Christians find ourselves straddling between finishing up the previous church year and starting a new one. Maybe starting a new year brought extra anticipation in this strange year of 2020. In these last few weeks of the church year, in the first week of Advent, we focus on the words of Jesus about the end times, about his second coming, the judgment of the world, and about the daily preparation of our hearts and minds for when we meet Jesus, our Savior, face to face. In the season of Advent, we also spend considerable time focusing on the prophecies about Christ's first coming and the coming of the Christ child, the one who would rescue us from sin and provide salvation to those who believe in his name. This can maybe be kind of jarring, a juxtaposition between the judgment that we read about in Revelation and in Jesus' own words and the Christ child, the cuddling, cute little baby, the promised one, the Messiah. Today's reading gives the revelation given to John of the final judgment day when Jesus comes and kind of blows up everything. The vision is terrifying. An earthquake, the sun darkened, the full moon appears as blood, and stars fall from the sky. And this is not just shooting stars or the eclipse that we enjoyed a few years ago. This is a scary proposition, a scary time. As Christians, we see the promise of a judgment day through at least two lenses. For one, we see it as terrifying. The reading causes us as Christians to ask that question, does the wrath of God, the wrath of Jesus, the wrath of the Christ child, as terrifying as, who can stand against it? And we know our answer is no one. Not me, not you, not anyone. We can think of those times when God's law is proclaimed, or a scripture verse like this, or a situation like that happens in our life when the weight of our sin breaks us down. We realize how we fall short of God's will for us and our need of a Savior. We understand the depth of our own selfishness, how we look with as we look with other people in anger, and we do not love them as Christ loved us, and our quickness to run to other gods and put our trust in things other than the one living God, and how often we can spurn his grace. The Holy Spirit, though, calls us to hear the words of forgiveness. Words from Revelation that we read today, too, can bring us about an evangelical zeal to tell the good news to those of us, to tell those who do not know the good news of Jesus Christ, that they may know that God is a God of mercy, that those would believe and hear and be able to speak the words that we heard in our psalm for today, that as we see in that horrific judgment for those people who do not believe, we also know of the great confidence that we live in for what Christ has done for us. For we know of what God sent in his Son, Jesus, that we celebrate and anticipate in this time of Advent. If you were in your worship service yesterday and you're using the three-year lectionary, the themes from today's reading in Revelation 6 would fit well into what you heard from our Old Testament lesson in Isaiah 64. It talks about the heavens coming down and the mountains quaking at God's presence and what would happen when he makes himself known to his adversaries, and that the nations would tremble at his presence. In the gospel reading, Jesus himself says, "But in those days of the time of the judgment, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be fallen from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. And he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven." Those angels beckoning as what Jesus would have them do to protect the elect, those people that wear the robes of righteousness, those who are baptized, those who have received Christ's grace in his life, those who wait for Jesus to reveal himself in that day of judgment. For we read it from his own words, and it is him who will sustain us. In those times when we hear and when we hear God's word proclaimed and we think of those times of judgment, may we also reflect on Martin Luther's hymn, 607 in the Lutheran service book, "From Depth of Woe I Cry to Thee." Verse 1 reads like this: "From depth of woe I cry to thee, in trial and tribulation. Bend down thy gracious ear to me, Lord, hear my supplication. If thou rememberest every sin, who then could heaven ever win or stand before thy presence?" In this season of Advent, as we stand able to celebrate the coming of the Christ child and continue to open our hearts and prepare our hearts and minds for that celebration, we also prepare our hearts and minds for that second coming of Jesus. For we know that when that question is asked, who can withstand this wrath? We know that the Lamb was sent for us, that God's wrath was put on Jesus. As Peter says in 1 Peter 2, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. The Christ child, who went to the cross for our sins, that we may know the gift of forgiveness, that we may know the gift of eternal life, that we may know light in times of darkness, and to know that he is with us. From the final verse of Luther's hymn: "So great are sins, yet greater still is God's abundant favor. His hand of mercy never will abandon us nor waver. Our shepherd good and true is he who will at last his Israel free from all their sin and sorrow. In the name of Jesus, amen."
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Michael and Nancy Jane Marizio, who served the Lord in Italy. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.